70-56 as the Oakland girls win the consolation game over the Smyrna Bulldogs, led by Shelby Gibson's 23 points and Emily Eubanks 21. And we're about ready to get underway with the starting lineups here for Riverdale. First of all, for the Warriors, it'll be Alexa Middleton leading off at number 33, a junior guard, 5'7" tall. Taisha Petty, 5'5", senior guard, wearing number 20. Number double zero is Shelby Davenport, a 6-foot junior center. Olivia Jones at one of the forward spots, number 34, 5'7", senior. And number one, Tiffany Lewis, the other guard, and she is a 5'5", senior guard for the Riverdale Warriors. So it's Middleton, Petty, Davenport, Jones, and Lewis. For the Blaze, they'll lead off with Crystal Dangerfield, number 32, a 5'5", freshman guard. Amanda Pollock, 5'4", senior guard. Micah Norris, number 11, the 5'10", junior forward. Alex Johnson, number 34, 6-foot sophomore center. And number 42, 6'3", freshman forward. That's Jazz Bond. And it's Dangerfield, Pollock, Norris, Johnson, and Bond here to get underway. And Riverdale is the home team tonight, Brian. I want you to remember that in case we get confused. We get confused often. Riverdale in the white, trimmed in cardinal, in red and gold.
Vegas gold.
Okay. Well, you can hardly see it tonight. Do they even have any on? I think it's on around the numbers. Right around the numbers or the letters. Not even the numbers, just the letters. Well, we've clarified that. Oh, shoes, by the way. Shoes, pink shoes. Easy to see. Blackman in the visiting or the away uniforms in dark blue and orange and white. So we're going to have a good one here, as always. And coming in here, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors, Corey Barrett. And for Blackman, it's Chad Hibden. They've been four, what, he's faced three different Riverdale coaches, hadn't he, in the last, what, 4 years?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Here's the tip and controlled by Riverdale. Ty Petty brings it across the timeline.
A loud, raucous crowd here tonight.
They sneaked in, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they were really
quiet. And all of a sudden, you hear the crowd noise. This goes inside to Jones. It's blocked by Bonds, picked up by Blackman's Dangerfield. It's a lot of youth on this Blackman team, very talented, but very young. Here's Dangerfield, one of those youngsters, a freshman, gives it out to Norris. Norris being guarded by Middleton and is intercepted, the pass. Jones going all the way, flies in, misses the layup. Rebound, picked up Bond. An opportunity missed there by Riverdale. Here's Dangerfield, picked up by Petty. Pressure intense right now for the Warriors. Dangerfield over to Norris. Norris stops, gives it down low to Johnson. She goes up, misses the shot. And a jump ball, and Davenport over the back a little, but evidently she didn't touch her with the body, which is kind of hard to do, but it looks like she did that.
That was
a good call.
Really pretty good effort there by Shelby, because she just got behind her and kind of tugged at the ball a little bit.
Blackman has the basketball underneath their basket. Norris, left side. And now a whistle and a foul on Lewis.
I have a feeling that these officials may call this a little close, and that would have to be an advantage to Blackman, because Riverdale likes to do a lot of tipping away passes and getting in the passing lanes, and so we've got to be careful of that.
And Johnson and Davenport really battling underneath, and the ball is thrown away out of bounds. It's a turnover for Blackman, and Riverdale have the ball. No score early here in the first quarter.
Should clarify, that's something we should watch tonight. Not that we have to care about anything.
Lewis, bounce pass, Davenport, cross court to Middleton, left side. Picked up by Pollock. It's a screen from Jones. Now Jones has it in the corner, going to drive, flips it over to Petty. She'll drive, go up, put it up a little soft floater that misses. Rebound Johnson for Blackman. Freshman stops, give and go, lays it up, misses the layup. Rebound Middleton, and a foul going to be called on Dangerfield.
Well, these teams have opened up wound tight, because they're missing some wide open shots that they normally will not. I think they'll loosen up here a little bit.
No score. Petty walks it up. Oakland won the first game here tonight in the consolation, 70-56 over Smyrna. Here's Jones, top of the key now to Middleton, left side, back to Lewis. Whips it around to Jones. Blackman in a zone and spread out. The middle is open. Here's a long pass to Jones. Jones from way outside. That's good. First bank three. Olivia Jones.
Well, when you have that zone, John, you back off on the three-point line, and they can gun it from out there, so you're kind of gambling that they're not going to be able to hit.
Angel Allen in the lineup early, and she misses the layup, gives it out to Norris. Norris has it now, right, left side, tipped, back to Dangerfield. Double team, gives it over to Johnson, now to Pollock. Defense coming way out. Lewis way out there on Dangerfield. Gets a pick from Norris. Guns a long three. It's no good. Banked off the glass. Missed. Rebound, Middleton. Two on two. Stop, shoots. 15-footer bottom. Middleton with her basket. And John, Riverdale leads it 5-0.
She struggled in the semifinal game, John, a little bit. Nice to see her off to a good start if you're a Riverdale fan.
Here's Norris. Drives all the way in. Misses the shot. Foul, Davenport. And there you go with that example of a close game being called tonight, so far indicated. And that's the second team foul on Riverdale. And we've got a 30-second timeout coming up with Riverdale leading at 5-0. And, Brian, you've got a word from Stan Vaught and Bobby Buck.
Well, they're the best in the business. Don't settle for anything less than the best. That's why we can tell you, you can go to Stan Vaught and Bob Buck, because they have a proven track record. Put their years of marketing experience to work for you. They know the market. They know the area like the back of their hand. They're great folks as well, and they're going to do you right. Consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com as the Hawaii 5-0 theme
fires up the crowd. Got you all fired up, dude.
I love that new show.
7AAA District Championship girls tonight. The boys will be tomorrow, and Brian will tell us the matchups on that. In fact, why don't you do that while you've got a second, if you can.
Well, the consolation game will be Laverne and Oakland. That'll be at 6 o'clock. We'll hit the air at 5:45, and the championship game will feature Blackman and Siegel.
Micah Norris at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line hits the first one. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. You can call them at 893-7930. Micah Norris hits a pair of free throws, and it's 5-2. Warriors bring it across the timeline. Petty walking it up, picked up by Dangerfield. Blackman now going to a man-to-man. I think you'll see a lot of defensive looks tonight. Here's down low to Allie, who just checked in. Middleton tried to hit her, and it's intercepted by Dangerfield. Dangerfield driving, goes up, lays it up and in. Crystal Dangerfield, and it's 5-4 Riverdale.
First bucket of the game from the field.
Allie came in for Davenport. Middleton has it right side. Stops, guns. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Dangerfield. Behind the back dribble, gets it across the timeline quickly. Blackman wanted to run. Pollock open for three from the corner. In and out, rebound, Jones. Jones racing down the floor. Stops, gives it over to Middleton. Now to Hurd. He checked in for Petty. Nope, I'm sorry. Petty's still in there.
Checked in for Davenport and Lewis, both out.
Lewis, that's right. Petty, long jumper for three, no good. Allie's there and has it taken away. They're going to call a reach-in foul on Amanda Pollock. Fans in this kind of game, when it's so much on the line, I just get tickled when fans, they boo everything.
They ooh and ah at every whistle, but they are calling it pretty close here tonight, so that's going to be fair on both sides. I think they've done a pretty good job. As long as they're consistent, I think everybody will be happy.
Davenport comes in for Middleton, and makes it easier for me. I always get those two mixed up. Davenport at the top of the key, gets a pick from Allie, going to drive, stop, gives it off to Jones from the corner. That was too long. Rebound. Stripping it is Petty, and it's going to belong to Riverdale as it went off Angel Allen. Petty to throw it in for Riverdale, gives it over to Davenport. She looks toward the sideline, and Corey Barrett going to run a play here. 5-4 Riverdale by one with 3:27 to go in the first quarter. Oh, there's an opening. Petty goes up, going to call an offensive foul. Nice play there by Amanda Pollock.
Boy, she stood there and took her punishment. I mean, She was absolutely ran over like a train on the tracks.
There was an opening there, but just for a second. And Amanda Pollock quickly closed the gap. Lapetti picks up her first foul. Pressure by Riverdale.
Picture perfect way of how to take a charge.
Bond stops dribbling, and now Dangerfield has it. Shoots it over to Angel Allen. Now to Bond. Bond over to Dangerfield. Picked up by Petty. 3:05 to go in the quarter. Bond looks down for Pollock down low. Picked up by Allie. Morgan Miller checked in, and she shoots the jumper. No good, but Bond there to tip it in. Jazz Bond. Boy, they're coming in quick and furiously. Morgan Miller in for... There's a long jumper by Davenport that's no good, and Hurd walks with it. So Riverdale a little out of sync at this moment. Coming in is Middleton. Petty going to go out. Lewis coming back in, and Allie goes out. So we've got Middleton, Hurd, Lewis, Davenport, and Jones. For Blackman, we've got Bond, Dangerfield, Allen, Pollock, and Miller. Pressure by Riverdale. Coming across with it is Allen. Allen looks for help, gives it to Dangerfield, left side. Now in the corner to Pollock, picked up by Middleton. In trouble, now to Bond. Bond stops, shoots, 12-footer. Off the rim, no good. Coming out away with it is Lewis. 6-5, Blackman leads. 2:19 to go in the first quarter, and Riverdale's going to hold it here a second. Gives it over to Jones, long three. Bottom, banked it off the glass.
Yeah, that was kissed off the glass at an angle that fell through. That was pretty amazing.
First bank three for Olivia Jones.
Somebody call a timeout?
Nobody called a timeout.
Must have been. I heard a whistle.
But if Jeff Shipley says it's a timeout, shouldn't it be a timeout?
Everyone stopped.
Petty, long three. No good. It was a turnover is what happened,
right,
too, for Blackman. And now a jump ball, and it's going to be Riverdale's possession. That's what the fans were yelling about, but the timeout thing, I don't know where that came from. But Chad Hibden was standing there talking to his troops, almost like as if it was a timeout. Here's Middleton, bounces in the corner to Petty. Petty to Jones. Long threes, no good. Rebound, coming away with it is Johnson. And Middleton is going to be called for a trip. Her first foul. And Blackman's ball. Bond will take it outside court. 8-6, Riverdale. Got a good one so far. 1:52 to go in the quarter.
Both teams are going to have to make some defensive adjustments here, or we're going to have lots of fouls in this one.
Miller has it, right side. Cross-court pass to Bond. That's dangerous against Riverdale, isn't it?
Yes.
Got away with it. Another one. Here's Norris getting it down low to Johnson. Puts it up and in. They get a big game out of Alex Johnson. It could be a good one. She has her first basket. We're tied at 8. Here's Jones driving, goes in, and a foul. Micah Norris reaching in. Her first foul. 1:24 to go in the first quarter. It'll be Riverdale's ball. We're all knotted up at 8. John Dingens, Brian Barrett with you. Dangerfield coming in and Norris going out. And here's a bounce, inbounds pass to Petty. She shoots it and guns it from outside. Petty, first bank three. 11-8 now, Riverdale. 1:16 to go in the first quarter. Dangerfield driving with a left hand layup. Good!
Wow.
Dangerfield with 4. Here comes Petty.
Wow.
Jones for 3. No, it's short. Rebound. Miller has it, and then it is a foul called on Shelby Davenport, and the Riverdale fans didn't care for that one either. Immediately, Corey Barrett sending Brandy Alley to come in. 11-10. Second foul on Shelby Davenport. 1:01 to go in the quarter. Bond coming out. Miller comes out. Pollock in, along with Kennedy Killings. Brandy Alley, as we mentioned, is in for Davenport. The Riverdale in a little bit of foul trouble here with Davenport with 2. Here's a long lob, and it's going to be out of bounds and a turnover for Blackman. That's 4 for the Lady Blaze. Corey Barrett sporting a play sheet that looks like the head football coaches of the NFL use. Bounce pass in the alley. They can't hold on to it. Blackman comes away with it. They've got the numbers. Dangerfield against Petty. Layup is no good, and an offensive foul on Dangerfield. Second foul on Crystal Dangerfield.
That's what I'm saying, John. We've got 36 seconds left in the first quarter, and we've got critical players with two fouls. There are going to have to be some adjustments made here.
And Crystal Dangerfield is a very important part of the Blackman Blaze offense. Here's Jones giving it to Petty. Right side. Cross-court pass to Lewis, who's left wide open, and she guns it from outside. First bank three for Tiffany Lewis. 14-10, 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Allen gives it over to Dangerfield. Dangerfield across the timeline. Dribbles it back out. Petty all over. Double team. Now to Pollock. Trying to get a shot off. Killings is not going to get a shot off, and that's the end of the first quarter with a score. Riverdale 14, Blackman 10. You're listening to State Farm 7A, 7AAA District Championship Basketball.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AAA Basketball Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, Game Day's Team Sports, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman.
We start the second quarter of play and a lob into Johnson. She scores. Alex Johnson with four. They look like they're making a concerted effort to get the ball into Johnson tonight.
Four lead changes and a tie in the first quarter, John.
14-12, Riverdale leads by two. We just started the second quarter of play. Middleton left side, takes a few dribbles. Blackman now back in a zone again. Petty going to sit there. I think they'd like to bring him out of it. Allie gets a screen. Petty doesn't take it, really. Lewis now left side. Middleton, she'll gun it from outside. Bottom! Alexa Middleton with a first bank three. She's got five.
Well, that'll do it. I mean, if they continue to hit like that outside, Blackman will have to come out of the zone.
You're exactly right, old wise one. Here's Pollock. Left side. Dribbles baseline. Finds Johnson underneath. And a foul going to be called on Brandy Alley.
Tough foul right there on Alley.
Yeah, that might have been a little bit questionable. Riverdale leads by five and going to the fans heating and air free throw line is Alex Johnson. She has four already in this game, 6 foot sophomore center. Free throw is missed. I believe she's got two more years after this. Crystal Dangerfield, three more years. Norris has another year left.
Jazz Bond has three more years.
Pollock, the only senior on this ball club, the starters anyway. Free throw by Johnson, the second one good. Gets one of two. She has five on the night. And it's 17-13 Riverdale with 6:53 to go in the half. Petty between the circles. Now dribbles it to the left side. Gives it off to Middleton. Back to Petty. Finds Middleton down low. The layup is good. Nice feed from Petty to Middleton. She has seven. And the lead back up to six for the Warriors. Dangerfield stops. Shoots. 15-footer. Too hard off the rim. Bond there. Put it back in. And a timeout for Blackman, I believe, here with Riverdale leading at 19-15, 6:27 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5 every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza. Better State, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament action brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World Drummers Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Third quarter, 6:22 to go. Riverdale leads at 19-15. They have the ball. Davenport back in, and ball's tipped away by Dangerfield. Micah Norris has come back in. Angel Allen, Alex Johnson, Micah Norris. Riverdale has Petty, Jones, Lewis, Davenport, and Middleton, the original starting lineup. Petty has it between the circles. Now Blackman goes back to man-to-man. To Jones, gets a screen, now gives it back to Petty, going to drive baseline, puts up a little soft floater that misses, rebound Johnson. Got away with a foul there, maybe, over the back. In some trouble, finds Pollock. Here come the Blaze. They're wanting to run. Gives it over to Micah Norris, and a foul. Reaching in is Olivia Jones, her first. And we're going to hit the one-and-one here right now. And going to the line, the Fans Heating and Air free throw line will be Micah Norris. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-79. 3-0, and Micah Norris to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Shanika Hurd getting ready to check back in for Riverdale. Free throw is up and missed. Jones pulls down the rebound for Riverdale. Long pass to Petty. Going to drive, cutting off is Dangerfield. Dangerfield's done a pretty good job, Brian, of cutting off that lane that Petty likes to drive to through and score.
Between her and Norris, they've done an excellent job.
Ball's knocked away. It'll be Riverdale's ball underneath their basket. Long pass to Middleton, to Jones, almost takes the three. Pollock picks her up in a hurry. Now Jones drives, it's blocked, picked up by Bond. Here comes Dangerfield, slipping through two defenders. Gives it off to Allen, who'll shoot from outside. It's off target. Rebound, not Petty. Petty across the timeline. Now to Davenport, who finally, actually she was fouled as she was trying to pass the ball. And that's the fourth team foul on Blackman. Riverdale leading by four. It's 5:19 to go in the half.
Well, neither coach has liked any of the calls.
No.
Fans either. So
here's Middleton. Quite honestly, they've caught a pretty good game, though, haven't they, really?
I think it's been fair, at least.
Yes. Middleton has it right side. Petty at the top of the key. Lobs it down low to Davenport. And over the back call going to be on Johnson, which was a little late.
Maybe Bond.
Yeah, maybe. You may be right. Well, Alex Johnson was over her back, and Bond may have reached in. Riverdale will throw it in to Middleton, right side. Drives, has it taken away from her, but Hurd comes away with it for Riverdale. Petty open for three. Swish! Petty with six.
Well, it just looks like chaos out there at times, John, and then they come away with a three-point basket.
And now foul on Olivia Jones. That's two on her. And going to the free throw line will be Jazz Bond. Good opportunity here for Blackman. If you're a Blackman fan, you really like to see Jazz Bond hitting free throws and all of these girls going to the free throw line for Blackman.
Well, right now they are 3 of 5 from the charity stripe, and you got to take any advantage you can get in a game like this. And clock not running and free throws, you got to hit them.
Free throws miss. That's the front end of 1-1. Here comes Davenport, gives it out to Petty. Allie back in the game, gets the ball, and it's blocked. She gets a rebound, brings it back out now, and will shove it over to Hurd, and now to Petty. The defense is so tough right now. Things do look a little bit, and now technical foul going to be called on Chad Hibden.
Well, I know why he's angry and he's upset, John, because that official was standing there. The ball hit him. The ball was going out of bounds, and that would have been a turnover. And when it hit him, it went right back to Riverdale, and he was angry about that and let it be known to that official, and I think that's what his argument was.
And Petty will shoot the free throw, the technical. Free throw's up and good.
Emotions running very high in this game, obviously, and that's he was visibly upset about it, and I do think that's why.
Free throw, second one, rolls in and out. Going to be Riverdale's basketball. Morgan Miller checking in, Angel Allen coming out. And they're going to make Chad Hibben sit. Here's Petty across the timeline for Riverdale, 23-15. Allen make that Norris almost tipped it out of Davenport's hand. Petty, Blackman in that zone and content to be there. Petty drives, goes up between two, misses the shot, partially blocked. Miller comes down with it for Blackman. Here comes Dangerfield, streaking down the floor. Stops, shoots, 15-footer, good. Dangerfield with six.
She's not going to miss that one.
Very few times she'll miss that shot. Petty comes across for Riverdale, 23-17, 3:56 to go here in the first half.
You've got to pick her up at the foul line.
Allie gives Petty a screen, doesn't take it. Middleton has it taken away again. Here comes Norris. And a foul going to be called on, let's see, Allie or Petty. I think Allie. Nope, Petty. That's her second. So Riverdale has Jones, Petty, and Davenport all playing with two fouls. 3:41 to go in the first half.
Jones is not in there right now, but the other two are.
Norris hits the free throw from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. She has 3 points.
But now Jones is back in there, so if you're a Riverdale fan, you want to certainly keep them from getting another foul in this last 3:41.
Second free throw is missed, but Johnson down and saved Jones right there. Couldn't do anything about it. Johnson took advantage of it and had 7 on the boards. Almost taken away. Hurd in some trouble. They give it out to Petty. Petty going to drive, gives it off to Jones, stops, shoots, 15-footer, banks it off, no good, rebound. Coming away with it is Dangerfield. Dangerfield, 2-on-1, gives it off to Johnson on a great feed. The basket's good, and she is fouled. What a play by Dangerfield.
3 baskets in a row by the Lady Blaze, and this plus one could tie us up again.
Allie commits the foul. And a timeout called by Corey Barrett, and we will look at Stan Vaughn and Bobby Bug for our next commercial break here, Brian.
Well, when you need immediate results, there is no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaughn at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction. With Stan Vaughn and Bob Bug, 896-4600, you can find their auctions, where they'll be this weekend, and what's coming up this week at BobParksAuction.com. But Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Want to remind you as well, coming up at halftime of this game, the Intersource 24-second free throw shootout tonight, pitting Riverdale assistant principal Ryan Nance against Blackman assistant principal Scott Lawless.
Well, we'll get to see if Scott Lawless has game tonight.
See if he still has it.
I wonder if he's worked out. I wonder if he's done any kind of preparation.
I don't know. The winner gets 2 tickets to the MTSU game on Thursday at a DirecTV package and package from Tire World as well.
Alex Johnson at the Vans Heating and Air free throw line. Free throw is good. So they come roaring back, Blackman, and tied it at 23. 3:12 to go here in the half. Riverdale with the ball. To Petty. Over to Middleton. Long jumper from outside. No good. Rebound. Jones. Turns, shoots, misses. Rebound. Jones again. Ball goes awry, and it's going to be Blackman's ball. Had a couple of chances there. Riverdale did. Chance for Blackman now to take the lead.
Riverdale's missed four in a row after hitting a three-point basket in this quarter.
Dangerfield over to Allen. Allen to Pollock. To Miller, looking for help, gives it over to Johnson. To Dangerfield, the long three is short. Rebound picked up Lewis, back in the ball game. Over to Jones. To Petty. They say she traveled. Took a little bit of step off that pivot foot. Turnover number five for the Warriors. Davenport back in. Out goes Alley. 2:30 to go in the half. All tied up at 23. I think Lewis is going to have some quality minutes tonight for Riverdale with a foul situation for Riverdale.
She's got a tough task guarding Dangerfield right now.
Here is Allen. Over to Miller. Back out. Between the circles is Pollock. Blackman wanting to stretch out the defense a little. Here's Allen over in the corner to Pollock. Looking for Johnson. Davenport all over her. Pollock to Johnson, driving baseline. Now brings it back out to Pollock, right side. Pollock on Petty. Now Johnson does get baseline, goes up strong with it, and scores.
Wow, that was a fancy move there by the sophomore.
12 points for her. It's 25-23. The Blaze lead it. Chad Hibman may never stand up again.
Fifth lead change of the game.
Here's Jones. Oh, down low to Davenport. It's blocked, but a foul going to be called on Johnson. Nifty play by Jones to Davenport. Blackman leads for the first time in this one, 25-23, a minute 38 to go. And at the fans heating and air free throw line goes Shelby Davenport. Free throw is up and good. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. Davenport with her first points of the night. We'll get another. Second toss is up and good. 25-25. It's kind of the game we figured it might be. Riverdale has won the first two meetings of these two teams. Bond gives Dangerfield a screen. Now they get it down low to Johnson. And she is tearing it up, folks. She's got 14.
Well, the foul trouble for Riverdale came in there once again because Olivia Jones couldn't really do a lot about that.
Here's Petty to Jones at the high post. Now at the foul line. Gives it to Davenport. Johnson or Bond slipped. And Davenport just roamed in there easily for the basket. 27 all. Down low to Johnson again. She's got 16. It just keeps adding up for Alex. Middleton for Riverdale. Drives, puts it up, scoop shot, good. Nice move, Middleton. She's got nine. Tied again at 29, 47 to go in the first half. Dangerfield walking across the timeline. Lewis on her. Long pass to Pollock. Back it goes to Angel Allen. Midcourt, Lewis on her. Lewis. Now Johnson has it to Pollock.
And
Jones fell on top of her and just fell for the fake. And Jones picks up the third foul that Corey Barrett didn't want to see. But she's going to have to come out of the lineup playing with three fouls. Well, that was unfortunate for Riverdale. But fortunately, Amanda Pollock is still standing and laughing about it. That was quite a spill.
Well, she got up in the air, and, I mean, Olivia came down with all her force.
Amanda Pollock at the fans heating air free throw line hits the first one. Bond coming out, Miller coming back in. 30-29 Blackman. Second free throw also good. Amanda Pollock just sometimes just seems like she just comes up with clutch plays sometimes. 21 seconds to go, 31-29, Warriors trail by two. Blackman in that zone, they've been in it most of the night. It's kind of an extended zone. Petty drives, now gives off to Lewis, back to Petty. 4 seconds, Petty up with a shot, no good, rebound Johnson. And they're going to hold it, and Blackman's going to go to the locker room with a 31-29 lead over Riverdale. 31-29, Blackman leads by two. District 7 AAA basketball championship on the line. And we'll be back with all the halftime portion right after this timeout.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I like to go to the group exercise classes. I have toned since I've been going to the gym.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
The time is now. Bob Woods Auction. The time is now.
Starting on Thursday, February the 21st at 8 p.m., there will be an online-only auction. Furniture, collectibles, antiques, and a lot more will be auctioned off in this online-only auction starting February 21st. The home, where all the stuff is being auctioned off, is in Breckenridge. Register online at bobparksauction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to BaldinaBurro.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And let's bring you some stats here as we are at halftime. And Riverdale trailing Blackman, Blackman leading 31-29, however you'd like to look at it, whatever side of the interstate you're on there. Blackman 31, Riverdale 29 in this championship game. Blackman won the second quarter 21-15. Here are a look at the team stats. 14 rebounds for Blackman, 12 for Riverdale. From the foul line, 3 of 4 for the Lady Warriors, 75%. 7 of 11, 64% for Blackman. Turnovers, 5 for Riverdale, 4 for Blackman. And shooting from the field, no threes for Blackman, but 12 of 21, 57% from the field for the Lady Blaze. And Riverdale, 10 of 26, 38%, and they have 6 first bank threes. There were 8 lead changes and 6 ties in that first half of play. And more stats for you from Winners Trophies, Game Days, Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. Alexa Middleton with 9 points, Taisha Petty with 7. Shelby Davenport, 4. Olivia Jones with 2 threes for 6 points. And Tiffany Lewis with a 3. For Blackman, 6 points for Crystal Dangerfield. Amanda Pollock with 2. Micah Norris with 3. Alex Johnson with 16 first half points. Jazz Bond with 4. Foul trouble, Crystal Dangerfield has 2. But for Riverdale, it's much more serious. Brandy Alley, Shelby Davenport, Taisha Petty all have 2 fouls. And Olivia Jones has 3, picked up that third with 25 seconds left in the first half of play. That's a look at all of your stats from Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air,
and Game Day's team sports. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll have more from Smyrna High School, Harry Gill Junior Gymnasium, as we continue championship girls action, 7AAA here on WGNS. One more chance.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orphis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back here on WGNS as we continue State Farm Prep Sports and coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament. Time to talk some middle school hoops and welcoming in state championship coach Terry Patient of the Rock Springs Lady Knights. The team went all the way through the regular season and into the tournament. Tournament champions here in Rutherford County and win the Mid-State Sectional as well. 25-0, Coach, congratulations to you on a great year.
Thank you. Yes, I am very excited about these girls. They've worked together real hard and set goals, and we're able to reach those goals. I'm very proud of them.
I know you talked about last year, the desire to get there, and we're kind of, you fell short last year, and that really kind of fueled the fire for this year, didn't it?
It sure did. After the season was over, and we had a chance to get past the loss, we sat down and set goals, and these girls all year have said, we're not losing this year. That was their motto. And then we had a girl that ended up getting hurt in our second meeting with Blackman, and we also use that as our motivation to do well this year. We had two girls get hurt, and a couple games we dedicated to them, and those hard victories were won because of that.
Very difficult league this year. Three of the four teams in the semifinals were from Rutherford County. You had to play right back through.
Yes, I was excited to see that many teams from our area. That just lets you know how tough it is to reach these championship games and how much hard work these girls have got to put in.
You've obviously done this for quite a while, and I don't know how you rank most rewarding and things like that. I'm sure you don't, but this has to rank right up there.
It does. This is pretty exciting. We've won some championships over there, but to be able to go 25-0, that's the big thing that really stands out to us. And then the Mid-State Championship.
Now, the Mid-State Championship, that's the state championship for Middle Tennessee. That's the highest level that you can achieve in middle school ball, right?
That is correct. That's as far as we can go in our league. And, it's the big thing that everybody strives for.
You've got great young ladies. Anybody you want to talk about? I know that you've got some on the Rutherford County All Middle School team, so I'll let you talk about any of the young ladies you'd like.
All right, I'll start with Tyra Hughes, my big girl. Oh my goodness, without her, none of this would have been possible. I've watched this girl grow from a sixth grader, just a young player, and she's really grown into quite a force underneath the goal. Without the Furby twins controlling the ball for us, we'd never be able to get it down there to our big girl. And then Keisha Brady with her defense and her rebounding and then pushing that ball up the floor when she pulls it again. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Kaya Clark with her injury early, but she helped us set the tone that carried us on into all these championships. And these five girls played, together for – well, since they were sixth graders for me and before that with their AAU teams and all, and just the confidence that they have in each other and trust in each other, it's just been great.
Terry, thanks again, and congratulations once again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Coach Terry Patient joining us of the Rock Springs Lady Knights here on our coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament. You're listening to State Farm Prep Sports. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail.
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service.
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you.
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AAA basketball coverage brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, Martin's Home and Garden, Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. And here to bring you the second half and the starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports, here's John.
All right, Brian, for Riverdale, it'll be Petty, Lewis, Middleton, Davenport, and Jones. For Blackman, Norris, Pollock, Dangerfield, Bond, and Johnson. Alex Johnson with a great first half, 16 points. Blackman leads it 31-29. Inside to Davenport, easy layup for two. We're tied again, 31-31. Brian's been keeping the lead changes. You better keep that stat going.
Seven of them now.
Dangerfield, jumper from 18. Short, rebound, picked up Riverdale. Davenport over to Petty. Petty stops, shoots, 14-footer, good. Petty with nine, and Riverdale gets off to a quick 4-0 run here, and they take the lead, 33-31. 7:18 to go in the third.
Blackman's going to have to shoot extremely well, like that 57% in the first half. They're going to have to continue that here in the second half to win this game.
Norris being guarded by Middleton. Here's Johnson with a jumper. It's no good. Rebound Jones getting up high for it. Streaking down the floor comes Olivia Jones. Now gives it over to Middleton. Jones playing with three. Davenport fakes it. Now gives it to Lewis. She'll shoot from the corner. It's no good, but a pushing off foul by Micah Norris. Underneath, Jones getting very good position there. It's Micah second. Riverdale will get it underneath their basket. Angel Allen getting ready to make a quick appearance for Blackman.
Not going to let her in.
And it's kicked by Bond.
She did that to let Allen come in.
How about that? That's a smooth move, and to get away with it. I don't know if she did that intentionally, but if she did.
Well, she put it over to the scorer's table, and that's the opponent.
Here's Middleton for three. No good. Rebound. Bond comes down with it with those long arms of hers. Gives it over to Dangerfield. Picked up quickly by Lewis. Lewis. Dangerfield gets by her and scores with a little eight-footer. Lewis trying to keep her from penetrating. It kind of got lost in the shuffle there. Here comes Petty, 33-33. There you go, Brian.
Another one.
Dangerfield to Davenport. A screen by Davenport. Jumper by Middleton from the foul line is good. She has 11. Riverdale gets the lead back, 35-33. Here comes Dangerfield, right side. Gives it over between the circles to Allen. Now over to Pollock. Pollock loses the ball. Tipped away. Here comes Lewis. Looking, driving, a little bump there. Petty for three. It's good. Ty Petty with 12. And Riverdale gets the lead back 5, 38-33. Here comes Blackman.
If you're Blackman, you got to withstand this storm, John, and try to work it inside. They've really pushed Johnson out.
Davenport has really done a good job here in the opening minutes of the third quarter on Johnson.
I mean, Johnson took a 10-footer the last time, the only open look she's had, and this time Davenport fronted her there and tipped it out of bounds.
Throwing it in is Dangerfield for Blackman. Needing some help. Tipped around. Jones loses it, but Bond has it and hits from the foul line. Jazz Bond with six. Big bucket there. 38-35 Riverdale. Jones for three. No good. Rebound, Crystal Dangerfield. Been all over the court tonight. Dangerfield stops, shoots. No good. Rebound this time, Petty. Riverdale has numbers, 3-on-2. Petty stops, bounces it into Middleton. Layup good. 40-35, the Warriors by five. 5:02 to go here in the third quarter of play. District 7 AAA championship on the line. Here is Dangerfield to Allen, over in the corner to Bond. Bond looking, Long pass out to Dangerfield. They'll set it back up again.
I think this is an important trip down here for Blackman. They need to get some points and try to stay close here.
Bond with a left hand and rolls it in. How'd she get that shot off? Jazz Bond with eight. 40-37. Everybody contributing for the Blaze, and that's what you got to have in this kind of game. Petty to Middleton. Foul line extended is Jones, and the shot is missed. Rebound, Johnson.
She's having a tough time. Jones isn't shooting particularly well.
And they get it over to Dangerfield. Jones has six, two threes. Here's Dangerfield with a swift move and a jumper that rolls in. Dangerfield with 10. 40-39.
How about that? I mean, it just rolled around the rim and hung on there forever.
Well, I was more amazed at her, how quick she is. Quick as a cat. Petty. Petty and Dangerfield like carbon copies of each other. There's a jumper in the lane by Middleton. She has 15. She's having a good night. 42-39, Riverdale leads by three. Biggest lead in the half so far is Riverdale. They had 5-point lead. Dangerfield working on Petty. And it's tipped. Lewis with a great defensive stop. Feed into Petty. Layup good. Petty has 14. 42, make that 44-39. I guess I'm faster than the score clock. 3:15 to go in the third. Here's Dangerfield across the timeline between the circles. Picked up by Petty. Just standing out there dribbling now to Johnson. Top of the key, right side to Pollock. Takes a few dribbles. Davenport, they've got a mismatch here. Lewis is guarding Johnson. Here's Dangerfield, left side. Petty working on her, or make that she's working on Petty. But the matchups are fun to watch tonight, Brian, just the way they're playing defense against each other. There's a bounce pass into Johnson. Had numbers. Didn't take it. They give it the jump shot to Bond. Pollock down with a big rebound for Blackman. Well, that was huge rebound. Timeout. Chad Hibden, I don't think he likes what he's seeing right at this moment. We've got 2:35 to go in the third quarter. It's Riverdale 44, Blackman 39.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to pauldinaburo.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers, across from two.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 Oil Change Special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, you can check out the Sir Pizza podcast at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. This one very well may come down to being a classic.
Blackman has the basketball. Dangerfield right side gives over the corner to Norris. The jumper is good. It's a two-point conversion there by Micah Norris. She has five. And here comes Riverdale, 44-41. No, Riverdale has not been able to stretch it more than five. They lead by three now. Lewis with the ball, top of the key, drives, goes all the way in, blocked, out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale's ball. There was some contact, but I think mostly after the ball was knocked out of bounds. 2:06 to go here in the third quarter. Riverdale inbounding it. Over to Jones, Middleton left side. Middleton almost had it knocked down, made a great recovery. That was a really nice job by Middleton to keep control of the ball. Petty to Lewis. Good defense by both of these teams. Here's Jones, gonna drive, spins, puts it up with a little scoop shot, no good, rebound, down with it, Dangerfield. Behind the back dribble, and woos the crowd. Gonna drive all the way in, that's even gonna do it more, but she misses the shot. Johnson is there. I think Davenport's going to draw a foul.
The basket did go, but it's before the basket.
Yeah, it is. It was definitely before the basket. He had blown the whistle even before she put it up. So going to the free throw line? No. That will not be happening. Dangerfield will throw it in for Blackman. Miller in the game along with Angel Allen and Killings for Blackman. Trying to give some of the starters a rest. Dangerfield, long three. Oh, yeah. Dangerfield with 13. That was long-range jumper. First bank three. 44-44 the score.
Ninth tie.
We're back to those lead changes, I'm afraid. A minute 18 to go in the third. Davenport looking for the give and go. Doesn't go. Now she's going to drive. Go up. It's blocked by Miller. They have had more contested layups underneath Riverdale has tonight than I've seen in a long, long time. It's credit to Blackman's defense.
Talks about how Olivia Jones has struggled a bit tonight. She's 2 of 15 from the field.
Here's Davenport. Long three. Good! Davenport with 9. It's a first bank three and the lead back to Riverdale. We're under a minute here in the third. 47-44. But we've seen three of the top basketball teams in the state tonight, and you can see why if you're out here tonight watching these two. Killings over to Allen, over to Miller, to Dangerfield. May work for the last shot. They get it into Johnson at the high post. Davenport playing with three fouls, so is Jones. Long jumper by Dangerfield. That was way outside. Jones comes out with it, or way out. And Jones has it. Lewis going to take the three. Yes! First bank three, Lewis feeling it. She's got 6. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Dangerfield in trouble. Gives it out, bounce pass to Allen and between the circles. And it's intercepted by Lewis. Lewis for Riverdale. Feeds it. Here's Middleton. Layup good. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. That's going to do it here at the end of the third quarter. Riverdale putting it on them here just to the last, 30 seconds, I guess. Riverdale leads it 52-44. We'll be back with the exciting fourth quarter coming up, the District 7 AAA Girls Championship.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home is family. That's why we know how to serve your family. Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want you to know that for well over a century, we have been serving families just like yours because we understand how deeply emotions are touched by the death of a loved one. Donnie and Eddie Ayers and all the Ayers family desire to care for you and your loved one with dignity and compassion. We understand you have a choice in Rutherford County, and we are grateful that you continue to allow us to serve you. We are your funeral family in Rutherford County at 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We go ready for the fourth quarter of action here. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, determine the District 7 AAA tournament champion. And we've got a good one going. Riverdale leads by 8. Inside to Morgan Miller, now to Bond, open from 15. It's good. Big basket for Jazz Bond. She's had a couple of those. She's got 10. Most of them coming from outside. Riverdale leads by 6. There's Davenport. Long three again. This one's short and out of bounds. It'll be Blackman's basketball. Corey Barrett, I think, wanted a little more ball movement that trip down the floor. 7:29 to go in the game. Riverdale 52, Blackman 46. Here's Dangerfield working against Davenport out there. And here's a steal by Middleton. Going to go in unmolested for their layup. Good. Middleton with 19. What a night she's having, folks.
8 turnovers, John, for Blackman.
Inside it goes to Allen. Misses the shot. Out of bounds off of Norris, and it's going to be Oakland. Going to be Riverdale's basketball. The defense has picked up for the Warriors. Pollock coming back in. And Angel Allen coming out. Miller in for Johnson, giving her a rest. Here comes Petty across the timeline. Davenport has it for the Lady Warriors. Over to Lewis. Gives it over to Middleton. Stops, shoots, guns it from 15. It's good, and she is fouled. 21 for Alexa Middleton. And she's going to go to the fans heating and air free throw line to shoot to make this a three-point play, quite possibly. Biggest lead of the night for Riverdale, 10 points, 56-46. Free throw is up. It rolls in and out. Rebound Bond for Blackman. Important trip down the floor for the Lady Blaze. 6:40 to go. They try to feed it down to Johnson. It's thrown away. Here's Petty. Petty scoops it to Middleton. It's out of bounds. Going to be off of Blackman. It'll be Riverdale's basketball. 6:32 to go in the game. Columbia leading Franklin County at the end of three, 42-24. Another district. Here's Petty. Has it in the corner for Riverdale. Now gives it back out to Middleton. Riverdale up by 10, 6:25 to go in the game. Petty getting a double screen. Decides not to go with that to Lewis. Lewis at top of the key, now left side Middleton. Feeling it? No. She gives it back out to Lewis. Back out to Petty. Petty stops, guns a three, banks it off. No good. Norris with those big arms gets it. Nice rebound. Running the floor to Bond. The layup is missed. Rebound Lewis. Lewis has it for Riverdale. Going to drive. They're going to call an offensive foul on Lewis. Stepping in is Amanda Pollock again. She's done that twice tonight. Both successfully.
They have waxed the floor here at Smyrna High School with her tonight.
She's a tough cookie.
Of course, her sister, Emily, played right here on this gym, in this gym, with Coach Steve Willie.
Good basketball player. Here's Jazz Bond, left side, looking for help. And Davenport cuts in front and steals the pass. Turnover starting to pick up a little bit for Blackman right now.
That's four in this quarter alone, John.
Here's Middleton. Bounces it back out to Petty. Riverdale still leads by 10. 5:26 to go in the game. Riverdale looking for their, 28th, yeah. Number one in the state against number four. Jones banks it off the glass. No good. Davenport has it blocked on the rebound. And now Davenport going to pick up the foul. That's frustrated foul there.
Four, I think, on her, John.
And she's going to have to come out. Brandy Alley coming in for her. Morgan Miller coming in for Jazz Bond. 5:09 to go in this game. Still anybody's basketball game. The Blaze, who have really just scored in spurts. But have they scored?
Well, they outscored Riverdale 21-15 in the second quarter, but Riverdale outscored them by 10, 23-13 in the third quarter.
Alley, I'll make that. Johnson inside to Norris, missed the free throw. Morgan Miller had it. It was blocked. Alley comes down with it. How in the world did they come away with that rebound? Couple of chances there for Blackman. 4:38 to go. Every trip important at this point. They give it to Petty, going to drive, goes up, scoops it in from the left side.
That's amazing.
Petty has 16. Number one, I don't know how she gets the shot off, and number two, she does it so easily. Dangerfield picked up by Lewis. Lewis guarding, and now they switch, and it is Alley on her, so Dangerfield's going to take the jumper, and she's going to get it. Timeout Blackman, but Blackman does score, and it's 58-49 Riverdale with 4:08 to go.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, and once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Pizzamore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at MurfreesboroGondolier.com.
58-49 here as we begin the final few minutes of the game, and jumper from the foul line for Alexa Middleton. She is red hot. She's smoking hot from anywhere tonight. Just anywhere you want to put her, she's hitting it. There's a feed inside to Johnson, and she's going to be fouled and going to go to the free throw line.
Blackman trying to take advantage of Middleton not being in there and Allie being the one that's guarding Dangerfield, because Dangerfield just ate him up in the first half. But I don't think she scored here in this half. She has, no. She had 16 in the first half.
Free throw's good. Well, whatever Corey Barrett told him at halftime, defensively, they picked it up.
And now Middleton is, Shelby Davenport coming back in for Allie, and they're going to challenge Alex Johnson here this last 3:40.
Here's the second one. No good. Rebound Jones. I don't think Blackman has shot as well this quarter either.
No, they haven't.
Here's Petty across the timeline, and with a 10-point lead, you can imagine them doing about anything. They're going to gun it, though. Petty, no good. Rebound Jones there. Puts it up. It's no good, but a foul. Morgan Miller going to collect it.
I'm telling you, Olivia Jones cannot buy a basket tonight. And she really didn't have a very good night on Saturday. She only had 9 in that game.
She's battled, but she just hasn't been able to score. 7 points. She did open up the game with a three-pointer for Riverdale tonight. Fans hitting air free throw line. Second attempt, also good. Olivia has 8. Full court pressure from the Warriors. Here comes Dangerfield. She beats it easily. Now working on Davenport. Shot missed. Johnson there to put it back up and in. Big basket for the Blaze. She's got 19. 62-52. Time is not a friend of Blackman right now. Riverdale has the ball in the lead, 3:05 and moving. Davenport to Middleton. Corey Barrett preaching to get this ball moving. Middleton stops, shoots, guns it again.
She's unconscious, John.
25 for Alexa Middleton. Here's Miller. Long jumper, good. Morgan Miller contributes with a first bank three, 64-55. Here's Petty, picked up by Norris. Norris in the front, going to play that zone. I don't know how long they're going to be able to do this. Here's Middleton, who has found great success in the middle of that zone. If you've noticed, that's most of her shots have been right in that area.
Well, they're going to pull them out of the zone, John, or they're not going to shoot.
Here's Jones, Davenport, flips it out to Lewis. Double team, now gives it over to Petty, left side. They find Middleton. She's going to scoop it into Jones. Layup, good. Just a little scoop pass over to Jones, and Olivia Jones now with 10.
When you spread the floor, John, like Riverdale did, that it spreads the defense out, and it opens up that back door sometimes, and that's what happened there.
66-55, Johnson with the jumper. It's no good. Middleton down with a rebound. I would think Alexa's made up for the shooting performance the other night. Wasn't one of her best. Tonight, it may be her best. Here's Lewis. Oh, dangerous pass. Gets away with it. Now a foul going to be called on Blackman. 1:35 to go in this one. Amanda Pollock picks up the foul. They're not in the bonus of any, and not even close at this point. So Riverdale will get it back. That's not a good thing for Blackman. If you're a Blackman fan, you're going to have to foul them a couple more times before you can get the ball or get them to the free throw line. And you can guarantee Ty Petty's going to want it in her hands. Here is Jones now giving it to Petty. 1:19 to go. Jones holding the ball out front. Waiting for somebody to pick her up. They do. Now gives it over to Lewis, and a foul going to be called on Dangerfield. That is team foul number 5. Still not in the bonus.
Well, they're going to. They might have waited too long to foul there.
They may have. And a timeout is called. We'll take 1-2. Riverdale leads it with 1:12 left over Blackman, 66-55.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, online at TOA.com. Petty with the basketball for Riverdale, going to go in for a easy layup. Ty Petty with 18. 59 seconds to go. That may have been the dagger, Brian. Here's Dangerfield for a long three. Oh, my. Good grief. This girl can hit a long jumper. First bank three. 10 points. That's Crystal Dangerfield who I'm talking about, folks. Wow, what a performance. Here's Olivia Jones. Going to drive, stops, give it back out to Ty Petty. Petty over to Lewis.
Well, I just want to say this. If there are two better teams in the state than these two, I want to see them.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly right. Here's Petty. Just wasting a little time. 16 seconds. Nobody going out to get her.
Blackman not going to foul.
Here's Middleton. 8 seconds. 68-58. Looks like maybe our final. And that is going to be our final. 68-58. The Riverdale Warriors are the District 7 AAA champions, and congratulations to Corey Barrett and the Lady Warriors, and they remain undefeated. But and a great performance by the Blackman Blaze tonight, and just a great third quarter by Riverdale, kind of put this game away for the Lady Warriors. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show, among other things. We've got a lot on the plate, so we'll be back right after this. The final, once again, Riverdale 68, Blackman 58.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan. 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody.